He's here. It's the conservative flamethrower in high heels and stilettos, too. It's the fuck that rocks. It's Angela Fox on the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070 and FM 103.3. The Answer.
Da, da, da. Conservative commentator, flamethrower in high heels. She was going to be on Tuesday, but the building, like, lost power or whatever on Tuesday. What a...
Well, you were going to be on yesterday, and
she couldn't.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Angela Box.
Hello.
Hello, Angela. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. I was going to say perhaps your building was ensnared in the Facebook downing also on Tuesday.
Oh, there's a connection.
Yeah, there's
a connection. Facebook went down, and so did Sam Malone's show. Connection,
yes.
We'll find out. Yeah, I don't know, but you know what really sucks? Waking up early to do 15 minutes of radio. and then sitting here while there's 1,000 engineers and armed men and caterers running around and go, we'll fix, no way, Mr. Malone, don't go anywhere. I sat here for an hour in the studio, real quick, and they're running cables and lines and men have guns and there's bagels being toasted. And I'm like, I'll just get up and leave. No, we're going to be back on the air. And no, of course we weren't back on the air.
Question, how were bagels being toasted if there was no electricity?
Because you know what's really weird? My wing of the building had electricity. But the way the actual radio station is and the control rooms had no electricity.
That's
so it was
so
like a parking lot. Very weird. So, you know, you go back, you shake a couple martinis, you have a couple olives stuffed with blue cheese, and you're back in the world, Angela.
There you go. Or you could crawl under the control desk and take a little nap. You could do that, too.
Okay, so let's see. Jew-hating congresswoman, well, most Democrats hate. Not all Democrats are Jew-haters now. They won't stand up. Rashida, Congressman Tlaib, was caught with a mask on, and they said to her, hey, Congressman Tlaib, you got a mask on. Why? Well, I'm just doing it because Republicans will try to take pictures of me without it. Congressman Tlaib, the Jew-hater, never said it was for health reasons, Angela Pox.
No, I call Tlaib the double bagger, so look it up. double bagger Tlaib said the quiet part out loud that this is all for show, it's theater.
Right.
Just like old Project Veritas this week had quite a few bombs dropping on these people who have been holding us hostage. It's all for show, it's all political theater, it's a game, and if you're still doing this, you are stupid, period.
Talk about, so we played this early yesterday. The devil worshipers in newsrooms are ordered. I can tell you, seriously, Satan himself can't run the story. Project Veritas, they caught these scientists from Pfizer. Tell everybody what they got them undercover saying, the Pfizer employees.
Pfizer employees were caught undercover saying that if you have the antibodies, this is a better protection than their little magic vaccine. Also, they are pushing this so hard that these employees are like, I feel like I'm working for an evil corporation. So there's that. Then there's also I don't know if it was Pfizer or maybe it was both of them, Pfizer, admitting that there are fetal cells being used in these vaccines. Now, I seem to remember the Masters of the Universe and leftists calling us all conspiracy theorists for saying that there were aborted baby parts being used in these vaccines. And the Vatican, of all places, which, I mean, this Pope, by the way, is the reason and also their left-wing immigration push is the reason I'm not a practicing Catholic right now. This Pope has put a green pass in place to get into the Vatican as aborted baby parts are being used in these vaccines. I mean, it is so dark-sided. It is so twisted and sick. And right there, there's your religious exemption.
Damn, she's on fire. Angela Box, conservative commentator. All right, so the other night you're with Dr. Stella Emanuel.
Yes.
Here's a woman who's an MD, right? Right, she's a pediatrician. And
she's a general practitioner. Yeah.
A general practitioner. And she was the one who, one of many, many, many doctors across America came out and said, look, this Wuhan thing, hydroxychloroquine, boom, you're up and tap dancing again. And the media and medical were like, no, she's no good. What was she like? Because there's a woman who's minding her own business, and all of a sudden she's the target of hate.
Well, it's funny you should mention, I'm going to have her on my little show this week, but she wrote a book called Let America Live, and I was just starting to read it. And the event you're speaking of is we had a Lara Logan, it was fantastic. But anyway, she was there as well. She gave us her, she gave me her book, and her story is so fascinating. She's just a regular doctor. Simone Coles was just a regular doctor. They had banded together last July, hit the steps of the Supreme Court, and she said she felt the spirit move her, and just she just started speaking, and she's like, this hydroxychloroquine is curing people. They are lying to you. They're holding it back from you. And she's like an unwitting celebrity. She's just fantastic. I mean, I can't say enough about Dr. Stella. She's great.
Now, she's black, and she was attacked. That would be racism.
She was attacked. I mean, her look, this is what I say. If you're being attacked by these people, you're doing something right. If you're not being attacked, perhaps you should step it up a little bit, because these people are so twisted and evil that any person coming on the side of good is always attacked. A friend of mine named Bonnie Anderson, who ran for KDISD, has been in the news this week because she came out and she got this book banned in KDISD, and because it was critical race theory light, essentially, for kids. And, of course, she's called a racist. And I said, well, congratulations, Bonnie. Welcome to the You're a Racist Club. If you're not being called a racist, you're not doing it right. So
That's right.
Seriously.
You're not moving the needle. You're not getting the job. But Angela Boxton sort of commented. And then Lara Logan, how was she? She's been on the show, but we've never met. She's a real blankster.
I will tell you, this woman has lived such an extraordinary life. And she's just been in the middle of so many amazing things. And she's constantly doing things. Like, as she was coming to the event, she was on the phone with a group in Afghanistan trying to get Americans and allies out of the country as our dark-sided, deep-state, piece-of-crap government refuses to allow airplanes to land in on American airspace or on American airfields. She's trying to get Americans and allies out. She talked for like 90 minutes, no notes. She's
wow.
Phenomenal. Beautiful woman. Very, very sexy, I might add. And she's just wonderful. It was a great event.
That's outstanding. And it's good to see conservative women coming together, even black ones.
Yes.
Because I thought that with the local and struggling news that they tell us, there's no black conservatives. I thought it was just old white guys, Angela Boxton.
Yeah.
Your event was like all broads over there. All bunch of broads over there.
It was a bunch of broads. It was lovely. It was jolly. And, you know, we're going to be taking on a lot of these evil, dark-sided people. And so I'm really excited.
Well, you know what? Remember, if you go to the bathroom, don't make any noise, if you know what I mean. Godless, law-breaking criminal immigrant Democrats will follow you in. What was your take when you saw the godless chase a Democrat Senator Kristen Sinema into the girls' room? She decided to go potty. That's all she wanted to do, was just freaking, you know, take care of the business. And what did the dirty and the godless do? They chase her in and violate her privacy and break many laws. Anyway.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Kirsten Sinema was certainly not one that I ever thought was going to be on the, like, relatively normal. I thought she was going to be the opposite. So good for her. And, you know, she's got illegal aliens chasing her in the bathroom saying, we got you elected, we can get you unelected, to which I asked, did illegal aliens in Arizona help get Kirsten Sinema elected? I think Kirsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, it would be such a coup if they just said, I'm done with the Democrat Party, I'm switching, even if they don't totally agree with everything. I mean, Joe Manchin is more on our side than Sinema, but I feel like Sinema is one of these people. She reminds me of me a little bit. She's like, she's a contrarian. She's like, look, if you tell me X, I'm going to say Y, just because. And she's like, I'm not going for this. This is not infrastructure. This is not anything that we need to have. This is all pork. It's all social justice warrior, because the Democrats have no ideas. So they just have to give kickbacks to each other. It's this never-ending circle of payoff.
Angela Box, conservative commentator. So I'm a media marketing guy, right? The greatest fail that these godless devil worshipers ever did was to follow a woman into the potty. That is like ich verboten, the sovereign territory. That's like an American embassy in a foreign country. That soil is sovereign. And liberal women were throwing up at the thought of, oh, my gosh, our team is following women into the bathroom.
And one of them was a guy.
Where they may make sounds. This was a gigantic disaster by Jew-hating Democrats, baby-killing Democrats. Just, I'm saying, as an optics. Just as optics.
Well, remember, at first they didn't come out against it, and then they had to go, oh, this was unacceptable. Look, they thought they were going to get another scalp like they tried to do during Kavanaugh Day when they followed all the senators around and tormented them like that. So they thought, let's just step it up a notch. I mean, we are soulless, godless freaks. Let's go ahead and follow someone into the bathroom where they're doing their business. I mean, that's perfectly appropriate because hashtag social justice. I mean, there's nothing these people will not do.
Even the miserable liberal feminist broad with the armpit hair and who won't get her eyebrows done and gosh knows how much hair is growing everywhere was appalled because they're like, oh my gosh, our side is following girls into the bathroom. Mm-hmm. What a fail. I mean, this is why Democrats know they can only steal an election. They can never win another election. That's why they're flooding America with illegals. 2.3 million criminal immigrants will be in by December. Final thoughts, Angela Box.
Yes, 2.3 million illegals don't have to get the vaccine. Neither do – I'm going to read some exemptions real quick. Neither do Congress or their staff, White
yep.
House employees, Pfizer employees, Moderna, J&J, CDC, FDA, 8 million Chinese students. Did you know that? And at least 500,000 homeless, plus the illegal aliens. They don't have to get a vaccine,
yep.
but you do.
The 25% of the criminal immigration invasion has the Wuhan, and that is from head of DHS. That is a Democrat, liberal, extremist, godless, devil worshiper saying that the open borders, 25% of the two million, are bringing us half a million.
I love that he says, oh, they're carrying some sort of illness. Oh, I wonder what that could be.
Syphilis? No! Do they got the herpes? No! I gotta go. Angela Vaughn, have fun. Talk to you next week.
I'll talk to you at a normal time, darling. It's much more comfortable. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Back in a second. Amen.